I assume tonight you thought all 20 played. After the last game, when you say that, do you hope they hear you, or is that just you kind of giving them a message?
They know the message. It happens too many times this year, and we didn't have too many bad games, but they don't have to hear me. They know my thoughts, and they know themselves. So they weren't good enough last game, and they knew that, and they had to respond tonight, and they did in a big way.
Second row on the left.
Jesse Granger, Las Vegas Sun. Marchessault had some strong words after the game, saying that they need to show everyone what kind of team they are and his performance tonight. Can you just talk about him and his compete level? Not a big guy, but one of the most competitive guys on the team.
No, Marcy was real good tonight. He scored two big goals, but I thought all their team did their jobs tonight. Everybody played their role tonight. They did an excellent job what they done, and obviously that top line, when they get going and they make some plays and they got some time and space like they did, they scored a couple beautiful goals. So they were really good, and they were good, strong, and strong defensively also. So great game by that line.
Shang, middle right.
Shang Peng, Hockey Buzz. David Perron was a little bit of a surprise scratch tonight.
He wasn't a scratch.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
He wasn't feeling well.
Okay.
So he wasn't a healthy scratch.
More questions for Coach? Pierre?
Coach, in the video you saw of the Nashville-Winnipeg series, the Predators had a lot of success in Game 4 and in Game 6, you know, they jump out to a 2-0 lead and really frustrated the Jets and capitalized on turnovers. Were there things there that you felt you could import here in this series for your team?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the key tonight was, again, they came out pretty hard, and Fleury had to make 3 or 4 real good saves the first 7 or 8 minutes again. You know, he made some solid saves. And we rebounded after that, and we got that 2-0 lead, and it was a different game for us. I mean, when teams are chasing the lead, it's tough for teams to battle back. I mean, it's happened a few times in the playoffs, but when you get a 2-0 lead, it's tough on the other team. And I thought we did a good job. And again, the first 10 minutes, I thought Winnipeg came out and they played their game and they had some chances, and Fleury was huge for us.
Steve Carr for the Review Journal. Could you just talk a little bit about the job Nate Schmidt did in trying to contain Scheifele, which is arguably the toughest job for anybody to play?
Yeah, no, but Nate Schmidt does a job. He's that's his role all year long, and you can't forget about Braden McNabb. They're partners out there. It's not one guy shutting down somebody. So you put that line out, you know, against the top line as much as you can. And then, there's, like I said, when they're not out there, then you got usually Englund and Theodore out there against them. So it's, you know, our guys play hard and they battled hard, and, you know, they had success tonight. The other night, that line was outstanding and you know, got some goals in that game. But our guys battle and compete, and no matter who they're playing against, they're going to do their job. And tonight we worried more about our team than the other team's game, and we played a good, solid hockey game. And if we're going to have a chance to win, we got to play that game every night.
We'll take two more for Coach Gary on the far right.
Gary Lawless, Vegas Golden Knights. Turk, what's it like for a coach to be able to tap on a player like Tatar and Nosek in the middle of a series?
Yeah, we've done it all playoffs long and all season long, and every time guys come in, they do a good job. And I thought both of them played excellent games tonight. Tatar scores a big goal early in the hockey game to get us a 1-0 lead, and then you see Nosek blocking shots in the PK and doing a real good job defensively. So they come in, they do their job. They don't try to do anything special. They just try and do their own jobs.
Right side.
Turk, John Morosi, NHL Network. How optimistic are you that Perron will be an option for you in Game 3?
I'm sure he will, but you know, like I said, we'll worry about that tomorrow. But I think he'll be fine.
Sean, last one here in the front.
Gerard, you just mentioned that guys come in and they do their game, and that's all they do. Mm-hmm. What is it in Thomas's game, and what did he do tonight?
Who's that?
Tatar. What did he do that allowed him to be successful?
Well, he scored a goal. Obviously, that was the biggest thing. I mean, and he's a goal scorer, and I thought he played quick and played fast, and he was hungry to play. So it was a great job. And again, he hasn't played a whole lot of games in the playoffs. He's an important player for us when he gets the opportunity, and that's what I want him to do. Because you got roles on your team. You got third and fourth line guys that want to check real well and kill penalties. And then you got your top, you know, 6-7 forwards. And, you know, when he's in that spot, he's a good player for us.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.